I gotta tell you what happened to a girlfriend of mine. I'd love, as a parent, I'd love your opinion on this.
Okay.
Okay. So my girlfriend's 12-year-old son lost his iPhone. Is 12 too young to have an iPhone?
No.
I was surprised when I heard that at 12 he had an iPhone.
That's the right age. That's a good
age. That's the right age?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, I mean, it's time to give kids a phone. Because if you don't, you're giving your 8-year-old your phone when you're in the car for them to play with, to look at. Plus, you can always get them. You know, you can always call them if they're playing with their friends or whatever. So, yeah, 8, 9, 10, that's fine.
Okay. But here's the thing. Her 12-year-old son lost his iPhone. Now, you know how expensive iPhones are. So it's like he basically dropped $400 somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like she got him a relatively new, I don't think it's the current generation phone. I think it's the last one.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's, you know, hundreds of dollars. And he lost it, which is why I don't think you give a 12-year-old a phone. But anyway, that's not the story. She gets a call from a woman who says, I think I found your kid's iPhone. So my girlfriend's like, oh, great. Can we come pick it up? And the woman's like, well, I just want to make sure that it's yours. Give me the passcode. And if it opens the phone, I'll know it's yours. So what do you think about that? What would you do?
No, I will call the phone and you answer it.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
Right.
I will call it. And if I hear it ring, then you can have the passcode.
That's
but no, I'm not giving anybody my passcode. I don't care who you are. You know, because they could be lying to you and say, I'm at 1645 Wilkinson Boulevard.
Right.
And give me the passcode. You give the passcode. And then, but with iPhones now, you have Find My Phone. You can find where she's at.
Right. That's true. So I'll tell her that also. But what I said to her was, because she was like, I didn't want to give this woman my passcode. I felt uncomfortable, but how do I know if she has my son's phone or not? I was like, how do you know she didn't steal the phone? Are you sure he lost it? I think it's an 11. It's not a 12, but it's still an 11. You know, it's worth something.
Yeah, they can wipe it if they get your code.
But right, call the phone. I didn't think to tell her that. She was like, she said to the woman, well, just describe the phone to me. And the woman's like, no, but the case isn't on the phone, so you can't describe a case because the phone, I found the phone with no case or anything on it. So you need to find another way to describe this phone to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just give me the passcode. So I thought she was being scammed. I thought someone stole her phone and was scamming her. I'm 100% sure that's the case. She said no.
Mm-hmm. No, that's all a scam. I think everything nowadays is a scam.
So do I. What's wrong with us? Why are we so cynical?
Because
is everything a scam?
Everything's a scam. Because I got a call today, and I don't even remember where it was from. It's from California or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, your loan has been approved. Mm-hmm. Call this number and set up the payments. I didn't open up no loan. So
that's
now,
an obvious scam. That stuff is obvious.
No, because some people are thinking, uh-oh, somebody stole my identity and is opening accounts in my name. So you would call that number and then get locked into that. But I'm like, fine, open up accounts. I don't care.
Right.
Have fun. But I can see how you can fall for that pretty easy. It's thinking that somebody opened up an account in your name.
Well, but it makes her son did lose his phone, or this person had somebody steal his phone. So that's a legit thing. Like the phone's gone. You know what I mean? Whereas somebody calling you on your, like I get calls all the time. We still have a house phone because we live in an apartment building that's how the doorman contacts you on a house phone. So you got to have a house phone. It's so stupid. When that phone rings, I know it's either my doorman or it's a scam call.
Mm-hmm.
And the scam calls once in a while will leave a message. And the message they left was that my car was under my warranty.
Your
of
warranty
my car
is up.
Has right. Except for the fact I don't have a car or a driver's license. So,
right.
It's obviously a scam. Like, at least if you're going to scam somebody, make sure they have a car. Like, don't be so dumb.
Do it.
You
know? I'll call people not in the New York City area.
Right.
Call everybody else for their warranty. But no, I probably get 5 calls a week about my car warranty.
But you have a car. See, if them, it's like calling me and saying my vasectomy didn't take.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, what? You're talking to a woman, you idiot. They don't even bother to. They're just bad at it, is what I'm saying. I don't know. See, okay, so we think she's being scammed. I should tell
her. She's totally being scammed, and she stole the phone, or how would she get that number anyway to call the mom? So it had to be a scam. So,
right.
You know, the kid left the phone at school, and they got the number. I don't know how, but
right.
They got the number. Mm. I'll call the number right now. If you answer it, I'll give you a reward.
Right, then I'll know. Right, that's good.